Welcome back to the Rookie Card Investor Podcast. It's your host, Luke. Thank you all for being here and giving me a few minutes of your time. I try to keep this under 15 minutes as always. And today we're talking about some pros and some cons in the hobby right now. We're talking about PWCC, the new eBay seller rules, Wander Franco, our beauty, our gem in the hobby. And lastly, I'm just going to let you know what I'm doing, some of my behaviors right now, and my opinion moving into the NFL season. To start, PWCC, I just find them a really weird company. And I'll tell you right away that it's not a company that I use. I do all my listings myself. In the future, I hope to get to a point where maybe, who knows, this will be years in the future where I need extra help or potentially send my stuff to COMC or PWCC or P. Robstein or you know the people, the likely folk in the hobby. But PWCC is listing so many things at the same time right now. They've always done this, but it's the shill bidding. It's the bidders that have not perfect reviews, all this nonsense, and they're driving them up, and then things don't sell, or they list them again. It's the same card. It's the same PSA number. And just, it's weird, and it makes me uncomfortable. So I don't really know what I'm trying to say. Other than they make me uncomfortable, I don't use them. I'd love to know what you guys think. Obviously, you can't comment on this, but if you can interact with the TikTok I'm going to do one, it'd be awesome. PWCC just seems fishy right now. There's been a lot of content on it. They listed so many James Harden cards. They put a bunch of they put some Jared Goffs up there. They put some Daniel Jones. I feel like all the cards I'm looking at, there's 5 to 6 of the same auctions. Obviously, they're doing it on Sundays as best practice, but PWCC, I'm trying to think of an acronym off the top of my head. I just can't. But I'm staying away from them right now, completely staying away. It just seems really sketchy. So that's kind of not deep thoughts, but I don't know if you've seen that, but it's something I'm seeing just more and more and more. And definitely the shill bidding, all the prices are at the same thing. It's just not something that I enjoy seeing on eBay in particular. So check 130 point, make sure things are going well. If you have a tool like Market Movers or to see the buyers or look at the sales and just see what you can do if there's any public data out there. Next, to talk about something a little more fun, eBay. Huge win for us eBay sellers today. So now the seller rule is, so when I send you a card, you're buying a card from me, thank you for your business, you only have 3 days upon delivery to return it. So it was 30 days. So now if that card goes down, if I sell you a Blaze Jordan, that's the first card I can see. And then he like breaks his arm or something, or he quits baseball and that card goes to zero. You can't return it if it's at day 4. So this is going to be a huge win, especially when we get to the higher tier cards with much more money on the line, much more investment to the seller and the buyer. I think this is just a massive win. It's super exciting. I think it's a very good thing for the hobby. It's a good thing for eBay. If they're going to charge us that 12 to 13%, at least do something for the sellers and keep them on the site, because I don't see a world, maybe this is nonsense, but maybe there's a world in the future where eBay isn't the king for sports cards. We're definitely seeing Poshmark, Mercari, and some other marketplaces, whatnot, for breaks and stuff. Definitely TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, you can sell some stuff, but just eBay and having it secure, having it returned, that company behind it is definitely a good thing, in my opinion, something that I'm comfortable selling on. So I think that's awesome. I'm ecstatic for it. I've only done a couple deals on Instagram. They've both gone swimmingly. They're people I know that I've met that I've DM'd with before selling stuff. So for strangers buying stuff, eBay, always direct them to the eBay site. I think that's great. They're going to have their 12% in exchange for some more eyeballs on it. That's perfectly fine, in my opinion. Third, we got to talk about the dream boat of the hobby, Wander Franco. He's up. It's happening. Who knows if he's going to make top update or not? I don't think so. His official top card will probably come next year, in my opinion. And we also, wow, I don't edit this, so sorry that's staying in there. So we saw on Tops Now, so maybe there's some tinfoil stuff going on as I steal that from Heroes for Sale. But that's absolute. It's crazy that they say it's going to be a call-up now. It's going to be a call-up card on the Topps Now cards instead of rookie cards. Maybe they knew it was happening. Maybe they just guessed. Who knows? But Wander's coming up. his base Bowman Chrome, the BCP-100 of him just running around. It's going for a huge jump as of a couple days ago. It went from 215 all the way to 294. Then the PSA 9 went from 67 just a little over a month ago all the way up to 103 today. Wander Franco's here. If I had this card, I wish I had this card. I was not in the hobby at the time. I should have been, but I wasn't. I would be dumping these right now. We've never seen a prospect really come up and just demolish since like Aaron Judge, Chris Bryant. It's been a while. He's still young. He's on the Rays. I don't have a ton of optimism. He's going to be good. He might not be good right away, so he might pull back a little bit. But definitely, if I have this card, I'm taking the profits and running, maybe buying another one in a couple of months. But this is going to be a card to watch in the near future. It's just really, really, really exciting for the hobby. So it's PSA 10 pop count right now for that Wander Franco Bowman Prospects. The first edition, obviously, is 9,000 for the PSA 10, but only 2,800 for the 9. Obviously, the 9 is not better, but under $120, I mean, why not? That'd be something that I can afford. I cannot afford the $320 one as they've just gone up astronomically. So our boy Wando, where's Juan? I'm recording this at 1:20 in the morning, so bear with me. Wander's in the pros. It's going to be great. It's tons of eyeballs on him. Hope he's exciting. I don't know much about his personality, so hopefully he can bring some stuff like Tatis or some of the other guys out there just to add to his value. Lastly, what's going on in my mind right now? What's my strategy? If you care and if you're still listening, personally, I am loading up on Bowman this year. I have a ton of Blaze Jordan. I have some other players that I can't name off the top of my head because I'm tired. But I'm focused on the NFL. I'm invested a lot in rookie or second-year running backs, so like J.K. Dobbins, James Robinson, people like that. I think they're going to have a great fantasy year. They're still young. They're going to hit the ball a ton. Like Jonathan Taylor is one I'm staying away from just because of the workload in college and him getting hurt a ton. And I hate the Colts. But definitely looking at some of those first-year running backs and then fantasy to help get those flipped. Additionally, I have a couple Jared Goff and a Daniel Jones PSA 9. I got them all under their base optic card for Jared Goff. I have two of them. And then this Select Concourse, just the base for Danny Dimes. And I'm really looking at quarterbacks. I want to buy more of these QBs that I don't think have any potential for negative. Daniel Dimes is going to be in the media. He's going to be a meme. He's going to be at the club with his little substitute teacher outfit on, just like dancing, kind of looking out of place. And I think he's going to be a good kid, no off-the-field issues. Matt Stafford, yeah, the COVID stuff, his wife's been putting on Instagram. That was months ago. I think she cleaned it up. I think Matt Stafford is safe now. I'm looking to buy some of those. But then Jared Goff. So once McVay said positive things about Goff, I was all in on it. Because I don't think they have a bad relationship. It's just the injuries and the, I don't know how to say it, but McVay and the draft picks and not really reloading other than Cooper Kupp and Woods. And then losing Brandon Cooks. I think it was going downhill in LA. But who knows what could happen in Detroit. Detroit has the 9th easiest schedule. So I'm looking at strength of schedule and some of these budget quarterbacks that aren't going to be Mahomes or going to be quarterbacks in the championships, but maybe could have a little flash, just turning 20 into 30, 20 into 35, just quick little flips, hopefully in the coming months. So those are the kind of guys I'm looking for. Nothing flashy, nothing too exciting. The concern with this is the sales volume. Since these guys are not in demand as the other ones, it's hard to track long-term. Like Daniel Dimes, I have the lowest sale of him. And $17.50 in the last 3 months, just because there's not a lot of sales. I cannot believe I won the buy it now. I was kind of shocked when it said, pay now, your order is in. But we all have that happen to us. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. It was a great week for the hobby. Huge win for sellers on eBay. Wander Franco's here. PWCC, those shill biddings. It's weird. It's sketchy. I'm staying away personally. But would love to know, what everyone else thinks. And I'll be watching content and looking at Reddit. For what others are doing with that company. So thank you, as always, for listening, and take care.